Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, Tony. This is Shannon again from Missouri. I am calling. I called the other night. I'm calling back with a couple more stories for you. I got cut off last time, so I was recording something, and it just completely cut me off, so I don't know what happened there. But anyway, I have a story. My mom and her, one of her very good friends, my mom's told me about this, and I know her friend very well, family friends for years. She got remarried, and her new husband bought this beautiful Victorian home that they were going to keep, like, the old charm to it, but it just needed some things fixed because an old couple had lived in it probably for 50 years. And the older man in there had just passed away. His wife had passed away, I think, a couple years prior, and it was sold to them. They started renovating, and I know they say about renovating, but they weren't renovating their master bathroom. And my mom's friend said every single time they would come home at night, everything in the master bathroom medicine cabinet would be taken out, everything, like every last thing, and lined up on their bathroom counter every night. And they were kind of creeped out by that because they knew that, like, the renovation people weren't doing it and they weren't doing it. And it was just very weird. And one night my mom was there playing bridge with her friends, and she showed them, like, how this would happen. Like, she showed them the stuff lined up. And my mom said it was really weird because it was lined up so neatly and so precise. It was as if, like, whoever or whatever was doing it wanted attention, like, look, here I am. And her friend said it wasn't like it did not have a malevolent feeling to it, like it wasn't a mean or a nasty thought. But she just said it was as if maybe he was just trying to say that that was his house, or maybe, like, you know, maybe he didn't want to leave, or I don't know. I can't, you know. And it did stop after a while. And she didn't do any drastic house cleanings or anything. It was like, I think she just, you know, he probably figured out that, or, you know, the people that used to live there that had passed, maybe they just realized that my mom's friend and her husband were, that they accepted them and that they were, it was finally okay. But I don't, you know, you don't know, that's speculation, but it did stop. Like, none of the activity continued. But they did say also, like, a lot of times they'd come home and the kitchen drawers would be open and cabinets would be open, and you could just tell it was the same type of stuff, like, just attention grabbing, like, hey, we're here. And then the other story we have was, I don't know if you remember a movie that came out in 2011 called Munger Road. I told you that I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. This is about a haunted railroad, and it's about, I think, it's a school bus of children, and it got stuck on the tracks, and, tragically, all these children were killed. And they would say, like, if you parked your car and turned it off and put, like, baby powder, sprinkled it in the back, like, you could see little footprints of these, where whoever these kids were, and they would push your car. And obviously in the movie, Hollywood added stuff and added, like, but it was like, I think they took the core idea of what Munger Road was about, and they, you know, they went from there and added their own storylines. But my friend had me go out there, and another thing that they would always say is if you went at night and you looked in the rearview mirror and you turned off your headlights, you could see headlights behind you, but you could never figure out where the headlights, the source of, like, the mysterious ghostly headlights were from. Like, you could see them, and it would be like you'd think they were getting close to you, and if you stopped your car to see if you could finally see where they would just, you know, like, eventually just dissipate. Really creepy. And then another thing would be, like, your car would often stall on this road. So my best friend convinces me to drive her out there. And I said, well, I'm not going there at night. So I said, after school, we can drive out there. And my car was a couple years old. And it was an automatic transmission, because I know I can drive stick too, and I know sometimes stick just, you know, your stick might, you know, especially in older cars, like an old, you know, I remember I learned on an old VW Beetle, like it'll just stall. Like sometimes you don't even mean to, you just, you know, you accidentally stall it. But I had an automatic transmission, and this car was a couple years old. And we drive out there, and the road was just abandoned to me. It wasn't as creepy as the Ovaltine building was that I was telling you about, where you really got a feeling that someone was watching you and that you had this feeling of, like, get out. But it was just sort of like, wow, what happened here? You know, like, clearly there used to be a lot of homes, and now they're dilapidated, and it just seemed, you know, like it was deserted, really. And it's a long stretch of road. And I think Munger Road, and I think the tracks came across it. And you would cross the, and they were abandoned. But there was no more trains. I mean, it was an old abandoned track. And I was driving, and my car stalled. My car never stalled. So I'm, like, panicking, you know. This is when there's no cell phones. There's no iPhones. You know, I think I had one of those huge brick phones under my seat that my dad had given me. He's like, don't use that unless it's an emergency. And I wasn't even thinking about it at that time. I just wanted to get my car started. And I'm like sitting there, and it had never happened before. You know, like I had never had car trouble, and especially to have it happen in the middle of this road. So I'm panicking, you know, I'm like almost like screaming at my friend, like, what the hell is happening? You know, and finally I did get it started, and I just gunned it the hell out of there. And she wanted me to go back and like go back the other way and see what we could see. I was like, hell no, I'm getting the hell out of here. Shut up. I was like, I probably wasn't even being very nice. I was so scared. I just wanted to get out of there because I knew my car had never stalled. I know my car. I just knew something wasn't right, and I couldn't explain it, and I didn't want to find out. It was like I didn't care what it was. I didn't care what did it. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. And that whole road had so much people talking about it, like, you know, about, you know, dark, you know, in the darkness, headlights behind you and your car stalling. And if you stopped on the abandoned railroad tracks and sprinkled baby powder, you would see these little footprints. So I was like, I was not having it. I was out of there. But that did happen as well. So that was very creepy. I was very scared. I still have no explanation for it. My car drove fine after that. It had a full tank of gas. I know, like, all the general questions. Did you run out of gas? Were you low on gas? No. I had a full tank of gas. No car trouble after that. My car rode fine. It just stalled in the middle of that road that was allegedly haunted. So, again, some more good stories for you for Halloween, or, you know, if you ever want to use them. But anyway, I hope everything's going great. And I, you know, keep listening to the podcast that I haven't heard yet, because I'm a fairly new listener, and I love what you're doing. And I have such a blast listening to everything, and I enjoy listening to everybody's personal experiences. But anyway, hope you have a great Halloween, and take care. Bye.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.